Thanks for coming out on a Sunday, Annabelle.
Oh, that's okay. I could have met you at the site, though.
Nah, seems sensible to go in one car. And we're saving the environment as well, of course.
Naturally. I was pleased to get a look at the place anyway. Though there's something slightly chilling about it, knowing its history.
What, being an old asylum, you mean?
Well, it can't have been a particularly happy place.
Nah. All the more reason to build 500 cosy little homes there, eh?
True.
Should be a nice earner, all being well.
Well, let's hope so.
Anyway, I'm very grateful for your help, as ever.
Ambridge seems busy this morning.
Oh, yeah, they're all coming out of church.
Oh.
All they've got to do is cross the road and they'll be in the bull.
Pre-Sunday lunch drink. Talking of which...
Yeah, why not? But back at my place.
Oh, very well. Suppose I can say hello to Lillian.
Lillian's gone out for lunch. Won't be back for ages.
Jenny, perfect timing. You want some coffee?
Oh, yes, please. Oh, it's freezing out there.
Good service?
Oh, yeah. Very good. Is Rory okay?
Yeah, he's fine. He's in the sitting room. We had a kickabout on the green.
Well, I hope you wrapped him up warm, Brian.
I did, but he didn't have time to get cold. He never stopped moving.
I was chatting to Lillian after the service, and Jack's having a bad day, apparently.
Oh?
She'd been over to the lodge to help with lunch, but Mum put her off and said it might be too much for him.
Oh, he must be bad.
Yeah, that's what worries me. You just don't know what's going on there when they're alone together.
Mm.
Mum has to deal with it, day in, day out.
I know. Rory's watching that DVD of Ben's.
Oh, Mr. Bean one?
Yeah.
Ben's a real fan. He left strict instructions that Rory is to watch it as soon as possible.
Right. Here's your coffee.
Oh, thanks. That's better. Oh, right, well, I better get on. I wonder if Rory will get the same idea.
What?
Well, whether he will want to be a doctor too.
I doubt it.
Well, you never know. Or perhaps he'll want to do what all the others have done and travel the world.
Talking of which, aren't Pat and Tony lazing around somewhere at the moment?
Mm-hmm. South of France, I think. And Tom and Helen are in charge at Bridgeville.
Yeah. Safe hands. Tony's lucky, isn't he?
What?
Both his children are involved in the farm.
Oh, just like us. Adam and Debbie.
Yes, of course.
Well, I don't know where we'd have been without them these past few months. Especially Adam.
Yes, no, he's been marvellous.
Now then, what's next?
Makes all the difference on a farm. Being able to rely on your own flesh and blood.
There we are.
Lovely. Thank you.
So, here's to you, Annabelle.
And here's to you.
You are irresistible. Come here. Lillian!
Matt!
You start on me. I thought you was at your mum's.
Obviously.
We were just toasting our success.
Were you really?
Yeah. Annabelle here has done a superlative job.
Yeah. I saw her car and reckon she'd be in here doing a superlative job.
No, it was very good of her to work on a Sunday.
Matt. Such commitment. Tell me, did she drop everything and come right over, or was it the other way round?
It's time for me to go, I think.
Yeah, well, don't let me stop you.
Right, yeah, well, thanks then, Annabelle.
It's been my pleasure. Thanks for the drink.
Yeah, right, cheers. Puska.
Don't you dare call me that.
Oh, thank the Lord you came in when you did. Another minute and I was done for.
Do you think that I am completely stupid?
Well, she was making all the running, I swear.
Oh, was she?
Yeah, look, Lillian, sweet.
Don't come near me.
But look,
you were all over her.
No, it means nothing.
Ah, all the old cliches.
No, you have to believe me.
I stopped believing you a long time ago where Annabelle Shrivener is concerned.
Look, you don't understand. Look, Why don't we have a glass of wine and talk about this sensibly?
You silly man. You simply don't know when you're well off, do you?
As far as I was concerned, it was a business meeting, pure and simple.
On a Sunday?
Yeah, we're busy people. We're both free.
Yeah, that's quite obvious.
Annabel is a talented woman. I have to...
What? Grab her when you can?
I've told you before, she's a real asset. She's got a terrific legal mind.
Oh, don't tell me. It's her mind you're interested in.
She has access to lots of information.
Do you know, I honestly thought after Jane...
Jane?
Yeah, I know. Annabelle's in another league, isn't she? But I still thought you'd change.
Oh, come on,
it's no good, Matt. You're a man, aren't you? Faced with a come on, all that loyalty just goes out the window.
Lillian, where are you going?
Where do you think I'm going? To pack.
Finished.
Now that's what I call a clean plate.
Have you had enough, Poppet?
Yes, thanks.
You're eating like a horse.
I love roast potatoes.
I would never have guessed.
What for pudding?
Well, just wait a little while. Daddy hasn't finished.
Can I get down?
Well, if you really want to, but we won't be long. Oh, that energy.
I know.
Oh, so, Brian, what were you saying? About the anaerobic digester.
Yes, it's an exciting project. David and Ruth are very enthusiastic.
Well, I'm sorry about Tony and Pat.
Yeah, well, that's typical, though. Anyway, there'll be lots to talk to my accountant about on Wednesday.
Oh, it's a massive investment.
Daddy, look at my transporter.
Goodness me, how many cars have you got on there?
8.
You couldn't get many more on, could you?
No.
Pass a plate, Brian.
Thanks.
Well, are you ready for some ice cream, Rory?
Yay!
Chocolate or strawberry or a bit of both?
Both.
So what do you say to Jenny, then?
Thank you.
This is very kind of you, Sid.
Ah, no problem.
Turning up out of the blue with my suitcase like some refugee when you're busy serving lunches.
Always welcome at the Bull. Lillian, you know that. Only...
I knew straight away it was the perfect place. My old childhood room.
Yes. So, how long...
I just simply couldn't face the family. It's just so humiliating.
Yes. Yes, it is most unfortunate.
Look, don't let me keep you from the pub, Sid. I'll just unpack my things.
Yes, yes. You do that.
Sid, are you...
Oh, there she is.
What's going on? Oh, hello, Lillian.
Jolene, I'm so sorry to have dragged Sid away from the bar, but I'm so grateful.
Oh,
I was just saying how much I appreciate his kindness. Well, both of you.
I don't understand.
I said we'd give Lillian a bed for a couple of nights, I think.
Did you?
Yeah, she and Matt have had a falling out.
Oh, I see.
Well, it's a bit more than a falling out.
Right. Is it?
So, now that I'm one of the owners here, well, feels like a second home.
Yes, I'm sure.
And it'll only be for a couple, or 3 nights at the very most, just while I sort myself out.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sid, you're needed downstairs.
Oh?
Yeah, one of the loggers is gone.
Oh. Right, on me way.
Well, I'll leave you to it, then.
I do appreciate this, Jolene.
Yeah, well, no problem. If, like you said, it's only for a...
Well, I promise. I'll be out of here as soon as possible. The minute that silly man sees the error of his ways.
Right. Well, you make yourself at home. I'll be downstairs, you know, if you need anything.
Well, I'll be down myself in 2 ticks, darling. The closer I can be to a large G&T, the better.
Sid.
Yes, I know. What could I do? She turned up with the suitcase.
You could have said no. That's what you could have done.
She owns half the pub. How could I turn her away?
She's a nightmare when she just pops in for a drink. What's it going to be like having her here all the time?
Terrible, yes. But, well, maybe she'll be so upset she stays in her room.
Oh, yeah. With a bar full of gin at her disposal, I don't think so. It's quite busy for 5 o'clock.
Ah, Sunday, see?
The thing is, Julian, most men seem only capable of thinking about three things: football, women and cars. But in Matt's case, the three things all seem to be women.
Yeah. Well, it's obviously been very hard for you.
Oh, it's dreadful.
Not poking my nose in, Lillian, but what will you do if you don't come and try and persuade you to go back?
Oh, he will.
Will he?
Always does, eventually.
Right.
I'm just so angry with him. I mean, we had such a lovely Christmas. Now this.
And she works for Borsetshire Land?
She's on the board. An intelligent floozy.
Oh, see.
The worst kind.
Excuse me, Lillian.
Sorry, darling, I'm getting in the way. And he claimed she was making all the running.
You can always sit on the other side of the bar if you want.
Look, darling, I've told you, I don't mind helping.
Well, if you're sure. Now, what point shy is...
Might as well make myself useful since I've landed on you without warning. Sid?
Yeah, how's it going?
She's driving me up the wall already, and she ain't been here 5 minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry, love. There's nothing we can do.
Oh, it's all right for you. You're a bloke.
How do you mean?
Well, whose shoulder do you think she's going to choose to cry on, yours or mine?
Oh, yes. Yes, I see your point.
So?
I don't think she wants to stay for long, Jolene. All she wants is for Matt to come crawling back and she'll be off to the Dower House.
And if he doesn't?
Oh, she just needs to sort herself out. She'll be gone in a couple of days.
You reckon? I don't believe it when I see it.
Hello.
Bought you a coffee.
Ah.
How are you doing?
I'm cold. It's a horrible job at this time of year.
Well, we've put it off long enough, I suppose.
Yeah, I know. Water pouring into the yard.
Has Bert been up yet?
Yeah, he's in the lambing shed finishing off the pen. Look out!
Oh!
Ah. Now we're getting somewhere. Yeah, he's been great. Means you can have your time off without worrying.
Yep.
And we've done very well over the past few days. Caught up with lots of jobs, like this gutter.
Well done.
Oh, Bert's not here this afternoon, by the way. He's going to Lower Loxley, apparently. It's a one-off special tour for a conference or something. Elizabeth's asked him to do it.
I bet he's pleased.
He's chuffed a bit.
Right, well, I better get on myself.
Phew, glad that's out of the way.
Oh, here's your mum and dad.
Ah.
Have your coffee.
Thanks.
Warm you up a bit.
Oh, it's lovely.
Probably could have done with something in it today. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, you two. Have you come to talk contingency plans?
We have indeed.
How are things here?
Oh, we're doing well. Want to get ahead a bit before Thursday.
The big day?
Yep. Bert's been great.
We're hoping David won't have to be away from the farm too much.
I told you, I've got it sorted.
I said I don't need visiting every day.
Yes, and I said rubbish, of course we will.
Of course.
Are you still okay to pick the kids up, Dad?
But on Thursday? Mm? Yes, that's fine.
My mum's coming down the day before, so she'll be here to hold the fort.
It was hardly worth her while going home.
Christmas was fun. We were sorry to miss her. I'm glad she's coming back.
She should come more often.
Oh, yeah. Not thinking of your stomach, are you?
Certainly not.
Well, she told me she's all geared up to stay just as long as you need her.
Yeah, that's right. At least till I'm back on my feet. Did you know she's arranged to meet up with Professor Jim, too?
Has she?
They must have got on well, then.
Yeah. Do you want to come in for a coffee?
Oh.
Yes, please. We've bought you something to try.
Oh, just a few lemon and mango muffins.
One of Phil's New Zealand specials. We thought the children might like them.
Is tomorrow still all right, Ruth?
What, the milking?
Just to make sure I'm up to speed.
I'm sure there's no need to worry, Phil.
Well, better safe than sorry.
That'll be fine. Nice to have the company.
And are we still on for tonight?
Definitely.
Pip's looking after the boys.
What are we eating then, Dad?
Ah, well, you'll have to wait and see, won't you?
Have you finished with that, Lillian?
Oh, yeah, thanks, Janine. I'm sorry to have left so much cereal. Simply can't face food this morning. I'll be fine with coffee.
Wouldn't be a hangover, would it?
Don't think so, just feeling rather flat. I suppose it's inevitable under the circumstances.
Yeah.
It did feel strange being back in my old bedroom. I was looking out the window and I could see where we used to ride our trikes around. Another world.
Oh, I suppose it wasn't the traffic then.
Heavens, no. This was a very sleepy backwater in those days.
Long time ago.
And of course, my mum went through purgatory with my old man. When she started drinking, the writing was on the wall. God knows how she kept things together.
Did you sleep okay?
Well, I didn't sleep at all. Not really. Tossed and turned for much of the night.
So you're not feeling any better?
I feel dire, to be honest, Jolene. You must sound ungrateful after all your trouble.
Have you heard from Matt at all?
He can boil his head as far as I'm concerned. Well, my mobile has rung a couple of times, but I managed to resist.
I thought you might have wanted him to call.
In time. I thought I'd let him sweat for a while.
Is that yours?
That's probably him again.
None of my concern, but if you don't speak to him, you won't know what he's got to say.
Well, you're right. Of course, I simply can't face listening to all his platitudes.
Well, I'd best get cracking. Sid's gone to the cash and carry, and this place don't clean itself.
No, you're right, of course.
Eh?
Well, having gate crushed my way in here, the least I can do is to help.
With the cleaning?
Well, perhaps I should just get myself sorted out upstairs first. But then maybe, once things get busier, I'll lend a hand behind the bar.
Oh, fine.
Perhaps keeping busy will help take my mind off things.
Yes.
You know, it sounds strange, I expect, but in different circumstances, this might even be fun.
Well, Dad, that was great.
No.
Really tasty.
I have to admit, it didn't turn out quite as I'd hoped.
Mel cooked it for us.
Oh, the recipe was hapuka fillets in a white wine sauce.
Hapuka? Very impressive. Did you catch them yourself?
It's from Auckland.
Oh.
Mel's wasn't quite like this, of course.
Oh, well, she used real hapuka.
Oh. I thought this
no,
was...
No. I was absolutely determined to get the right ingredients this time.
You searched everywhere, didn't you, Phil?
And a fishmonger in Felpisham promised faithfully he could get some. They let me down at the last minute.
Never mind. It was lucky that they had that cod.
Yes, wasn't it?
I don't think I've ever tasted hapuka.
I'm not sure I'd like it.
Yeah, so you did the right thing.
Made a nice change from turkey, anyway.
Yes.
So, all's well that ends well.
Yeah.
Well, it's good that you found the trip so inspiring.
Well, it's much more fun collecting the recipes from the country itself, rather than trawling through exotic recipe books.
I'll bet.
And Jill and I both thought we'd like to share our experiences by serving up some of the food we'd had.
Of course.
But the secret's all in the right ingredients. That's the tricky part.
Quite a few specialist shops around these days, though.
Well, this is it.
And, of course, all that lovely food, you don't hold back. I put on a few pounds while we were away.
Really?
I've signed up for Clary's Slimming Club.
Oh, you're in good company. Kenton tells me he's put his name down.
Kenton?
Well, good for him, I say.
Oh, I shan't be a minute.
Well, he could certainly do with it.
You think so?
Yeah, why?
I'll fetch the pudding.
Okay.
Can't think of anyone else who might benefit, can you?
What are you implying? Don't even go there.
You finished, Ruth?
Yeah, thanks.
Can you manage one?
I'm fine, thank you, dear.
Okay. Wonder what he's done for Pud.
I know.
The cod didn't quite make it, did it?
No.
Oh, well, here we are.
Ah.
Wow,
whoa.
Phil!
Ooh, what time are the others getting here?
Well, I hope it'll be all right.
Looks different. What's it called?
Well, I think I should make you guess, don't you? Oh, Cream, I'll be back in a tick.
I shan't keep you a moment. I just have to, Jolene, sorry, but...
Are you all right, Lillian?
It's just chill, darling. I've been struggling, I'm afraid.
I'll do it, shall I? Is it for bar food?
Yeah, I managed to enter the meals, but...
Oh, well, where's the bill?
Oh, it's here.
Now, all you have to do is press that, that, and then that. There you go.
Thanks.
Well, takes a while to pick it up.
Yeah, I remember. Thank you. You know, Matt teased me mercilessly the first time I tried to operate. If you could just enter your number, please. Mind you, as I remember, Clary's the expert.
Oh, she is.
I'll maybe ask her to give me a reminder the next time she's on. Thank you.
You might be out of luck there. She's not on for a couple of days, so... Oh, is that so?
Oh, don't worry yourself, darling. I'm sure I shall still be around.
Oh.
Ah, thanks very much.
Thanks.
Bye. As a matter of fact, I was meaning to have a quiet word with you about Frieda.
Frieda?
Seeing the business at close quarters is giving me a real insight into what needs to be done.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure you won't mind me mentioning it, Jolene, but I was wondering whether she's still up to scratch.
Lillian.
Well, she's getting on a bit, after all.
Look, you've no need to worry about Frieda.
No? Well, I just thought...
Look, she runs that kitchen like a well-oiled machine. She's solid gold.
Right. Well, if you say so.
Look, for the moment, maybe you should focus your attention on getting topside of the till.
Yes, sir. Now, save again.
Well?
This is delicious, Phil.
Oh, do you think so?
Oh, yeah, Dad. Double brownie points.
Oh, good, that is a relief.
Don't you think it's good?
Well, yes, I suppose so. Yes, yes, it's lovely.
You can tell them what it is now, Phil.
Ah, Pacific Island pudding. Another one of Mel's.
Phil, it's a triumph.
It's got passion fruit, mango, guava.
Good, yes.
Oh, thanks.
Well done.
Oh, two out of three can't be bad.
Phil? Oh, the starter was lovely. Papaya and lime.
And the main course was...
Really, it couldn't have been more bland. If only I'd been able to get the right fish.
Better look next time, eh? And thank you for all the trouble you've taken.
Well, I wanted to get it right, Ruth. Give you a proper send-off for Thursday.
And you have.
Good.
So, look, here's to you, Ruth. The very best of luck on Thursday. We shall be thinking of you.
Yeah, yeah. To Ruth.
Hello, Brian. Sorry for the late call.
Oh, that's okay.
I've been meaning to give you a bell all day.
Yes?
Yeah, I was just having a think about budgets.
Budgets?
Yeah, following last week's meeting, I was taking a peek at the trading accounts and something struck me about the fungicide. Yeah, I reckon we might be paying through the nose for
them. Look, forgive me, Matt, but isn't 10 o'clock at night a bit late to be discussing all this?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. You know how it is when you get engrossed in something.
I mean, I'd be more than happy to talk about it tomorrow sometime. But...
All right, I just thought there might be a way we could maybe think about buying them on a joint basis, you know, save a few bob.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that's a possibility.
Perhaps I'll speak to Debbie about it, see what she thinks.
Fine, yeah, good idea.
Lillian behaving herself, is she?
Lillian?
Yeah. You could give her a message for me if you like.
Well, I would, of course, but she's not here.
Oh?
Have you lost her?
No. It's okay, it's fine, no. She'll be back soon.
Right.
Just thought she'd gone over to see Jenny, that's all. Not to worry.
Hello, Joe.
Oh, hello, Nicky. You look frozen.
Oh, a bit chilly this morning.
Oh, come on in.
Thanks.
Here, let me give you a hand with young me. Here, let's get you inside, in the warm, eh?
It's lovely and cosy in here.
Come on, Mia. Let's get you out. Say hello to Joe, Jake.
Hello.
Here, I'll put the kettle on if you'd like a brew.
Oh, that's kind of you, thanks, but we haven't got long. I've got some snowdrops for Clary.
Oh, they're grand. She'll love them. They was my Susan's favourites, you know.
Oh, were they?
Yeah. This time of year, I think she's better all the time.
This is Santa's pony.
Yes, it is, isn't it, Jake?
What's
it? Jake loves that photo of you and Bartleby. Oh. You had a ride on Santa's trap at Christmas, didn't you?
Yeah.
Ah, well, he's a grand little pony.
Is Bartleby here?
Oh, of course he is. He's outside in his nice warm stable. You can see him later if you like.
Oh, he's a lovely pony.
Oh, he is that. But if Jake likes horses, he wants to go to Lower Loxley.
Oh, yeah, we've been there with Will.
Beautiful new beast they got there. A shire. Cranford Crystal, she's called.
Aw.
Now, young Jake, I got some more photos you might like to see. Here we are. I reckon there's one or two more horses in here. Hey, come on, lad. Up you come there. There we are.
Yeah, we'll soon be warm, won't we? Is everyone else out?
All at work. So you just have to make do with me then, will you?
Yeah. That's fine.
You walked up from Casanueva then?
Yeah.
Good thing you wrapped up warm. I don't want the kiddies coming down with nothing.
Oh, there's a lot of bugs about. Will's assistant keeper's been off twice in as many weeks.
Yeah, so Will's got twice the work and this is his busiest time.
If he's not feeding the birds, he's organising shoots or checking with the beaters and...
So, are you all settled in over there then?
That's a big horse.
He is, isn't he, eh?
Sort of settled, I suppose.
Bit of a change for you, eh?
That's an understatement. Oh, do you want to go down, sweetheart? All right. Here, play with this.
After living in the town, you're going to notice the difference.
Oh, tell me about it.
Mummy, look.
Oh, yes.
It's a fire engine.
Yeah, now, you see the trap next to the fire engine, eh? Yeah. Well, the lad holding the horse's head, that's me, that is, eh? And the pony was called Black Lion, and he was the fastest pony round here.
Oh, isn't that lovely, Jake? I'm trying to get out. I'll have a walk up the village when I can.
Can I have some sweeters from this shop?
Jakey, Mummy can't afford to go buying sweets every 5 minutes.
But Mummy...
If you're going to moan, you definitely won't get any. Oh, what's the matter, Mia? Come on.
Is she all right?
Oh, she's fine, thanks, but we can't stop too long. I don't want to get caught in the rain.
Well, I've let me send all the horses in there, young fella.
Oh, I can feel my feet again. Thanks, Joe.
My pleasure. Tell me something. When you was living in Ollerton, weren't there times when you hankered after a bit of peace and quiet, eh?
I suppose. Maybe now and then.
Well, that's one thing you won't be short of, living round here. Shame you don't drive, though.
Oh, everywhere just seems to be such a long way away. And Will's so busy, doesn't really notice. I don't blame him.
Well, the thing is to make the best of it if you can. There's a good life to be had in the countryside if you can settle, and Aunt William's a good lad.
I know he is. And I'm sure you're right, Joe.
Here, Jake. You slip that in your pocket, young man.
No, Joe, you mustn't.
No, just for any good in the shop.
But...
Oh, it's only 50p. Just for a few sweets.
What'd you say, Jakey?
Thank you.
And there's one for little Mia.
Oh,
go on, take it.
Well, that's really kind. Thanks.
Lillian!
Just unloading the glass washer.
Your phone's ringing again.
I know.
It's been going all morning. Aren't you going to answer it?
Nope.
Well, it's none of my business, but might it be important?
Yep, but it might also be Matt.
So?
Sid, in my vocabulary, the words important and Matt simply don't go together.
I just thought, you know...
No, Sid. Give him an inch and he'll take a mile. And just at the minute, I'm not interested.
Right.
Did Jolene say it's Kathy's birthday this week?
Huh? Oh, yeah, tomorrow. Kenton's taking her out for a meal tonight, though.
Lucky her. That's the way it ought to be.
Yes.
I hear he's joining Clary's swimming club.
Who, Kenton?
Oh, Fallon told me. Said she and Ed were teasing him, so he's actually thrown his hat in the ring.
I bet he'll be the only bloke there.
Now, Sid, I've been meaning to say... Well, I've told Jolene I don't want to be just so much dead weight around here. So I was wondering, what are you planning for Shrove Tuesday?
The usual, I suppose. Pancake races, specials in the restaurant.
Pancake races?
Yeah, they're very popular. Well, didn't you get involved with it last year?
Oh, never mind about pancake races, darling. The ball needs to think big.
What do you mean?
Well, I had a word with my friend Mercedes, and she's got one of those enormous paella pans, you know.
So?
Well, the sort you used to cook on outside.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, I'm not with you.
Borsuch's biggest pancake.
Am I meant to understand what you're talking about, Lily?
We borrow her pan, cook up a couple of huge pancakes, add some exotic toppings and flog slices at a quid a throw.
We do?
Everyone has a laugh and up go the takings.
Yeah, but...
Mercedes has got a gas bottle and all the paraphernalia. And we just put up a few posters and bingo.
And she'll be coming over to run things for us, will she? Your friend Mercedes?
No, I don't actually think she'll want to do that.
No. No, I didn't think she would.
Nevertheless.
So it'll all be down to me.
Oh, would that be a problem?
Well, do you know, I think you've stumbled across a tiny gap in my education.
Have I?
Alongside skiing down Everest nude, cooking a pancake in a paella pan is something I've never tackled.
Oh.
Come on, Jake, get a move on.
I'm tired.
Oh, you've got your sweets from the shop, haven't you?
Will you carry me?
Oh, you're too big, Jake. Now, come on.
I'm getting wet.
You'll be just as wet if I carry you.
Oh,
hello, Brenda.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, in the middle of World War III.
Isn't this horrible?
Oh, I was hoping we might get home before the rain started.
Oh, come on, I'll give you a hand.
But are you sure?
Yeah, no probs. Come on, quick, before we get completely soaked.
And 50's 10. Thanks very much.
Lillian. Hello.
Evening, Brian. What can I get you?
Aren't you on the wrong side of the bar?
Afraid not.
Oh.
You might as well know. I'm taking a bargain break at the Bull.
Pardon?
I've moved in.
What?
Away from Matt for the time being.
Oh.
We've had a row.
How long... Do you think you'll...
Out of my hands, I'm afraid, darling. And in the hands of my one-time partner.
Oh. And does Matt know what you're doing?
It doesn't need to be Sherlock Holmes to find me. I'm in the village pub.
I think you've managed to camouflage your trail pretty well so far.
How intriguing. In that case, I think you should enjoy a drink on the house.
Oh. Well,
What'll it be?
Oh, this is really kind of you, Brenda. Oh,
don't be silly. It's no trouble. I'm on my way over to see my dad.
Oh, it's coming down stair rods now.
Oh. Jake seems to have cheered up.
Oh, it doesn't take much.
It's a shame you're not seeing much of Will, Nick.
Oh, honestly, Brenda, he's never at home at the moment.
It must be lonely.
I wouldn't mind if there was someone my own age to talk to, but just at the minute, it's toss-up between kids or OAPs.
Yeah. Everyone my age is out of work, I suppose.
Oh, here we are. Thanks ever so much. That's brilliant.
No problem.
Will you come in for a cuppa?
I'd love to, but I've got to get over to Willow Farm.
Oh, what about the weekend? Are you doing anything then?
Oh, sorry, it's Roy's birthday. He's 30, so we're celebrating.
Oh, I see.
Making the most of how well Hayley is at the Mo.
Right.
Maybe another time, yeah?
Yeah, right, okay.
I'll give you a bell. We'll meet up for a coffee.
Great, it's a deal.
Matt Crawford.
Hi, Matt. It's Brian.
Hi, evening.
I've got a bit of information for you.
What about?
Your better half.
Well, Lillian?
She's pulling pints, Matt, in the Bull behind the bar.
Of course she is.
So you better come and get her before she tells the whole world what you've been up to.
Lillian!
Hello, Matt. Can't imagine how you knew where to find me.
Listen, we need to talk.
Do we?
We need to have this out.
Have this out? Do you know, for one moment I actually thought you'd come to apologise.
I don't need to apologise. I've done nothing wrong.
Well, if that
that's your attitude, you can stew.
Oh, come on, Lillian, you're coming home.
I really don't think so, Matt.
All right, then. If we must talk here, pour me a pint and we'll find a quiet corner.
I'm far too busy. If you want to talk, feel free. Talk as much as you like. After all, there's only a ban on smoking in here, not conversation.
Oh, yeah, very clever, aren't you?
Thank you.
Look, if you're trying to make me look a fool...
Oh, now, why would I do that? You've always managed so well by yourself.
Brian's over there and this place is heaving. Do you really want to air our dirty linen?
Your dirty linen, Matt, not mine.
This is all a huge misunderstanding.
I don't think so. I think I know what I saw.
Annabelle happens to be...
Invaluable to Borchester land. Yes, you told me.
It wasn't what you thought.
Wasn't it?
Oh, come on, Lillian, be reasonable.
Reasonable? I'm supposed to be reasonable.
It's a fuss about nothing.
How dare you, Matt Crawford?
Oh, Lillian, come...
There you are, sir. One pint of Shires.
Listen, why don't you pour yourself a nice big drink and talk to me properly? We're not going to get anywhere like this.
You're not listening, Matt. I really don't think I have anything to say to you.
Come on, Pussycat. Don't be like that. Look, there's a 20... So, drinks on me, yeah?
Well, you said it, darling.
What? Ah, but...
Drinks on you.
Ruth, you see my car keys?
They're here.
Are they? Why on earth did I leave them in Pip's bedroom?
Search me. I didn't think you were going out this morning.
No, I'm not. Just wanted to get some tools out the back.
Oh, David, don't rush off.
Sorry?
While you're here, you can give us a hand turning this mattress.
Oh, OK. You're changing all the beds, then?
Yep. One less job for me mum to do. Ready?
Yep.
One, two, three, and...
Hey, mind the light! Not overdoing it, are you?
I need to keep busy.
OK.
Oh, thanks. It's not so bad if I keep occupied.
Yeah. It's been on my mind as well. And what's all that food in the kitchen?
Oh, your mum dropped it off. It's all for the freezer.
Anyone would think you were away for 12 months.
You know what she's like. She wanted to do a bit, make sure my mum wasn't under pressure.
There's no New Zealand recipes, are there?
No, just comfort food. Shepherd's pie, that sort of thing.
All right.
You're bound to put on weight when mum's here.
Is this another not very subtle dig?
No.
Get me to follow Kenton's example?
No. You've made yourself clear on that one.
Good. What time's Heather's train?
Oh, just before 2. Will you go and get her?
Yeah, I don't mind.
I'd rather do the milking than sit in the traffic, to be honest.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Hey, hang on.
What?
I need all the cuddles I can get.
Don't look so stressed.
It's going to be a while before we can do this again.
You're really worried, aren't you?
Sweetheart, it's a big operation.
I know that. You don't have to tell me.
And don't forget, it's your call.
Yeah.
Elective surgery. You can pull out if you...
David, I don't want to pull out.
No, well, I'm just saying, you know.
I know it's big, but I've thought it through. I'm ready.
Good. That's good. I think you've been terrific.
Anyway, look on the bright side.
What?
There'll be even more of me to cuddle after.
Give me strength. I can't cope with what there is.
Hi, Kathy.
Oh, Elizabeth.
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
How are you?
I am so sorry.
Hmm?
For being so late.
Oh, don't worry.
I overslept.
Yeah, we all do that. It's not a problem.
Yeah, but I thought the alarm hadn't gone off, and then I realised I'd slept straight through it.
Oh, please, everything's fine.
Oh, thank you. That's... Oh, the new stock's come.
Yeah, I was just checking it in.
No, I can do that. I'll just hang my coat up.
Did you have a good time last night?
Yes, thanks. We had a really nice evening. Kenton took me to a lovely restaurant in Borchester.
Oh, lucky you.
Oh, it was really nice. And we thought we'd have a family tea tonight, you know, just the three of us.
Good idea.
But you know Kenton. He insisted we take a taxi so we could have a glass of wine and relax. And I think we relaxed a little too much.
Never mind.
It's lucky Jamie was staying with Sid, or we'd have made him late for school. Right, now...
Can you you get these books on the shelf?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it's Nigel Shahor's stuff.
Yeah, it's come very promptly.
That is going to sell really well. I've heard loads of people talking about her.
Yeah, she's going to be a real asset as far as the visitors are concerned. I hope Nigel hasn't overordered.
Who?
Well, he seems to have impulse bought some books on heraldry as well. You know, I'm sure we've got plenty of those.
No, we've been running a bit low.
But I can't question his nous as far as Cranford Crystal goes. She's a hit.
Yeah, she's gorgeous. And the way Toby handles her is fascinating.
Yeah, well, we couldn't have taken her on without him.
Mm. Oh, what are those?
Well, the models, I think. Oh, look at that.
Oh, how lovely.
They're just like her, aren't they?
Oh, did Nigel order the different sizes?
Yes, 3, I think. Oh, you should take one home for Jamie.
Yes, I will, thanks.
How is he?
Oh, well, I think he's okay now. It would have been much worse if you hadn't been there.
Anyone would have done the same. I just hope he gets over it quickly.
Yeah. Well, Kenton's been wonderful with him. We just want him to be able to trust people again, you know?
Of course you do.
And you being so brave, rushing to help him without a second thought. Well, Elizabeth, that's really helped.
Oh, Cathy.
Makes me feel even worse about being late this morning.
Oh, don't be daft. Can't have you feeling guilty on your birthday.
Thanks.
You just relax and enjoy the day.
Here we are, at last.
Hi.
Hello, love. How are you?
Fine, thanks, Mum.
You're looking good.
Oh, you okay?
Oh, never better. I shall be tip-top after a cup of tea, I'll tell you.
Don't worry, the kettle's on. Did you have a good journey?
Oh, not bad at all.
I'll take your case upstairs, Heather.
Thanks, love.
Do you want to go in the other room? Have a sit down.
No, I'll chat to you while you make the tea.
The kids will be home soon.
Oh, good.
Seems an age since Christmas.
So you're all ready for the big day?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Ah, it's a spirit pet.
We seem to have been talking about it forever. Now, I just want to get it done.
I know how you feel.
I've had all the checks, you know, blood pressure and all that.
So our systems go?
Yep.
Did you say the ops at 10?
Yeah, we've got to be there about an hour ahead.
Yep, so we'll be leaving just after 8.
Ah, fine.
I've met the surgeon. He's very nice.
I'm sure he is.
And come tea time, it'll all be over.
Can't wait.
Puts me in mind of when I had to go to hospital.
Oh, yeah, your varicose veins.
That's right. Ages ago now. I had to be sure to get all my nail varnish off before I got there.
I don't think you'll have to worry too much about that, though, will you?
As if. There you go.
Top it.
Now then, what's all this about you and Professor Jim?
Oh, yes.
How did you know?
A little bird told us you'd arranged to meet up with him.
Oh, that's right. I gave Jim a call when he went back home. He'd been going on about being lonely, you know.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, he sounded in the best of spirits. And we agreed to meet up once he's had his plaster off.
Very nice.
Ah, he's a lovely man. Once you got the measure of him. So you're all organised then?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And Jill's done a load of stuff for the freezer.
You no need to worry about that.
Well, do you know what she's like?
Be just the same myself.
David's got Bert helping with various bits and pieces, and Eddie's doing some extra shifts in the milking parlour.
And Dad's doing some shifts too.
Ah, he told me.
No, we've got everything planned, right down to the last detail.
That's good.
But that doesn't mean that I won't have time to help you, Heather.
Me? Hmm? I shan't need any help.
Well, that's what he hoped you'd say.
Oh, you know how I love coming down here. I hate cooking for one all the time. Oh, that reminds me. I brought a couple of cakes.
Ooh, now you're talking.
They're in that carrier, David, if you'd pass it up.
Oh, you need to do that.
Yes, there was.
David!
Hey, they smell delicious. I don't know about you lot, but I think we should sample one right now.
Are you warm enough?
Oh, yes, thanks, Lillian.
You don't mind slumming it outside?
Oh, no, I'm fine. I can see you're in need.
It's the nicotine that keeps me going.
Is heaters to take the chill off?
No, you should be warm enough in your beautiful new birthday coat. Well done, Brian.
Oh, it is lovely, isn't it?
In any case, I like to get out here occasionally. Don't want to get under Sid and Jolene's feet.
So, no rapprochement?
With Matt?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Not that you'd expect him to come running back here with a bunch of roses after last night's experience.
Waste a good beer, if you ask me.
Brian thought it was very funny.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And I was cross.
Who with? Me or Matt?
No, with Brian. Winding Matt up like that.
Oh, don't worry about it, Jenny.
Do you still feel angry?
Oh, I don't know. Just rather raw and disappointed, I suppose. I mean, let's face it, we all know what Matt's like. It would be naive of me to imagine he could change very much. But I honestly felt we'd turned a corner.
Yes.
Once that pantomime over Jade had died down, I really thought we were getting somewhere. Oh, gosh, it's not as warm as it looks, is it?
Oh, I'm okay.
Well, I'm probably tired. I've not been sleeping too well.
Oh, poor Lillian. I know just how you feel.
I think you probably do.
So, what next?
Well, who can say? But I'll tell you this much. If Matt thinks I'm going crawling back to him after what he did, he's wrong. Come on, let's go and fetch some hot coffee.
Thank you. Bye.
Kathy, everything all right?
Oh, yeah, fine. Thanks, Elizabeth. What's that?
It's for you.
Oh?
Well, aren't you going to take a peek?
This is very nice of you.
You only have a birthday once a year.
Oh, that's lovely. It really is.
It's one of Hugh's best cakes. I told him it was for you, so he went for gold.
It's gorgeous.
And it comes with a big happy birthday from everyone at Lower Loxley.
That's really sweet. Thank you very much.
It's the least we could do.
Well, I haven't had time to make one. It'll be perfect for my birthday tea this evening.
Good.
Go on, anyway, you were saying.
Oh, well, when Matt fixed up for us to go away to Cornwall for Christmas, I was so thrilled. You know, just the two of us. Since we got back, it's been work, work, work for him. And all I've been able to do is worry about Annabel Shrivener.
Well, it's only a suggestion, but what would you lose by just talking to him?
No. I'm going to let the dust settle for a while. I want him to think about it.
Well, I understand that, Lillian, but if you leave it too long...
What? I might lose him altogether?
Well, you have to face that possibility. But when I wasn't sure what the future held for Brian and me, I did sometimes wonder how much I would enjoy living alone.
I don't want to crawl. I've got my pride. And I've done nothing to deserve this.
No. But are Sid and Jolene happy for you to go on staying here?
Well, they haven't said they're not.
Oh, I see.
And I think they're grateful for the suggestions I've been making.
You know, there's always room at Home Farm. In fact, I was surprised you didn't come to us in the first place.
Oh. I felt a bit pathetic, to be honest.
Oh, did you?
Well, you know, after everything that you've been through. You know how to face your demons, don't you?
I don't know. I think I just muddle through, really.
Anyway, I'm fine where I am. And as far as Matt's concerned, if he's missing me at all, he's got to give it a bit more thought.
Well, yes, he has.
I mean, he has to realise that waltzing in here and summoning me home isn't going to get him anywhere. Now, it's up to him to make amends, and until he does, I'm staying right here.
Hi.
Hello, pet. I know farmers are early risers, but there are limits.
I know.
Could you not settle?
I'm okay. I've got a few hours. Mum, you know, you don't need to get up for me.
Oh, it's all right. I kind of sleep either.
Once I woke up, I...
Well, of course. You've got a big day ahead of you.
It's been a long while coming.
Ah, it has. Shall I make you a cuppa?
No, thanks. I'm not allowed.
Oh, no, I was forgetting.
Yeah, you sit down and I'll make you one.
No, Ruth.
It's okay. I'd rather have something to do.
Even at 4:30?
Especially at 4:30.
You never could sleep when you were worried.
Well, you know how your mind runs away with you.
You're your mother's daughter, all right. I'm just the same. Whenever I've been through difficult times, you always catch me in the kitchen in the small hours.
And the daft thing is, whatever you're fretting about usually isn't worth it.
Do you remember when you had to have a brace for your teeth?
No, don't remind me.
Oh, poor thing. You were so upset. I did feel for you.
You were fantastic. Put it all in perspective for me.
And just like you do with Pip.
I think she's quite anxious about the operation.
Of course she is.
She's old enough, well, old enough for her mind to run away with her too.
She is. And old enough to know that you will have thought it through and talked it through.
Yeah. She'll be glad when it's all over.
So will we all. I'm very proud of you.
Oh, Mum.
The way you've faced up to the cancer and conquered it.
I had the most incredible medical team.
I know.
And where would I have been without David?
Aye. You're a lucky girl.
He saw me through the whole thing. And now...
Yeah. It took him a while to get used to the idea of a reconstruction, didn't it?
Yeah. That was such a long time after the illness.
Mm. 7 years.
But he's right behind me now.
Well, I'm very grateful to him.
He's been great.
I know how important it was for me to have your dad behind me when I had to make difficult decisions. That's what makes a solid marriage.
It'll be 20 years next December.
Quite a record in this day and age.
Oh, if we do half as well as you and Dad, we'll be okay.
Oh, bless you, love. But 20 years, it's something to be really proud of.
Yeah. Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Hello. You must have heard the kettle boil.
He's amazing, Jenny.
Why, what's he done now?
Went galloping into school as if his life depended on it. Never a backward glance.
Oh, good for Rory. What a difference a term makes.
Oh, you were quite right. All so friendly there. I don't know why I ever had any doubts about it. These plates all clean.
Yep, they just need to go in the cupboard.
Me and Ben are real pals now. It's great. Makes me think about Kate.
Oh, why?
Well, Nolly's not that much older than Rory. I was imagining how things would be if they lived over here.
Oh, she'd probably be at school with Rory and Ben. Mm,
bet they'd get on like a house on fire.
Bet they would. We did say we'd take him over one day.
Yeah, we should.
Oh, I almost forgot.
Hmm?
Meant to ask how your meeting went yesterday with the accountant.
Ah, well, look, have you had breakfast yet?
No, it's waiting for you.
Well, why don't you stick some toast on? I'll make some coffee.
Okay.
And I can tell you all about it.
That's good.
What?
Traffic. It often backs up here, but it's not too bad at all this morning.
No.
Should be there in plenty of time.
David, do you mind if I turn this off?
Hmm? Oh, yeah. Sorry, look.
It's just...
No, it's all right. Don't mind it quiet. Anyway, listen, as I was saying, about this article.
What article?
The one that Brian told me about. They've done a survey across Europe about what farmers pay for spare parts.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And, amazingly, the UK came out pretty well. According to the survey, the cost here is actually well below the European overall average.
Fascinating.
Yeah, that's really good. I mean, you know, most things, it always seems like the cost in this country is sky high compared to other places. So to find something which is actually cheaper over here, well, it's almost a first.
David.
However, according to the article, Italian farmers get the best deal. What's so funny?
You are.
What?
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
It's just I know you're not the remotest bit bothered about what the Scandinavians are paying for machine parts.
I might be.
You're not, are you?
Well, no, I suppose not.
Well, then.
I was just, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Well, anyway...
So, what did Max think?
Well, he said he could see that while the level of investment will be pretty steep, the project as a whole seems a logical way forward. financially, but also because there's a real need.
So, he's all for it?
Yeah, pretty much. As a family, you know, it might be one of the best investments we've made.
So, who will be in overall control?
The four of them. They'll all be partners.
What about us?
Ah, well, my thinking is that we step out of the picture altogether.
Really?
Yeah, we'll sell them the land, or put it on a long-term lease, and let them get on with it.
Oh, I see.
Well, they're the new generation, Jenny. Let's see what they can make of it.
Ryan, how exciting for them. And I'm sure they'll do very well.
Yeah, so do I. Good luck to them.
It's a tremendous opportunity.
Mm.
And they'll see it as a real recognition of all their hard work.
Exactly.
Oh, bless you, darling. That really is quite brilliant.
David.
Hello, you.
How long have you been there?
Oh, a while. I wanted to be here when you woke up.
That was nice of you.
How are you feeling?
I don't know.
No. No, I suppose not. You haven't had time to work it out.
I'm really thirsty, though.
Oh, well, you can drink now, can't you?
Yeah.
Here. Have a little sip of this.
Oh, that's better. Thanks.
Wow, your hands are really warm.
Everything's warm.
Yeah. Yeah, the doc said, didn't he?
Mm.
About your blood vessels, keeping you nice and warm. You are a bit pale, even so.
Bound to be.
And it's not hurting.
Mm.
I was just wondering if you know if it hurts anywhere.
No. The epidural's really effective.
Oh, good.
We did it, David. It's all done.
Yeah. Now all you have to do is get better.
That was Jill on the phone.
Hey, Ed.
She was just ringing round to let us know that Ruth's had her operation.
Oh, how is she?
Oh, all's well. They're pleased with her, apparently.
Good. Where's Rory?
Oh, he's just finished off his tea and he's listening to a Postman Pat tape.
He loves that, doesn't
he? Yeah,
it?
Well, I think I'll get back to him. Thought you'd like to know about Ruth.
No, come and sit down a minute, Jenny. Take the weight off your feet.
Right.
Do you want a drink?
Oh, yes, maybe a G&T.
Oh, right.
Have you talked to Adam yet?
No, not just yet. No, he's had a busy day.
Oh, I can't wait for them to find out. They are going to be so thrilled.
Yes. Yes, I hope so.
How could they not?
Well, I've still got a bit of thinking to do. We must make sure we get it right.
Yes, of course. I'm so grateful, darling. And I can't wait to see them working on it together.
Apparently they might try and get you moving tomorrow.
I don't feel much like moving at the moment.
No. Will you be up to seeing the kids tomorrow? The children, shall I bring them in?
Of course, I'm dying to see them.
They'll need to be careful.
I'm sure they will be.
Well, we've had a team talk. I've told them if they want a cuddle, they'll have to make do with me. Ben's been doing you a picture.
Sorry?
I think Ben has drawn a picture.
Let me guess.
It's a surprise.
Were you here all the time?
Well, I came in as the op was finishing. I felt better being, you know, not too far away.
Oh.
Spent a bit of time outside. It's been some sunshine today.
Mm.
And I've drunk enough tea to float the QE2.
You don't fool me, David Archer. You've been sitting by me bed since I came back to the ward, haven't you?
Well.
It's lovely of you.
You were up for the count. How did you know?
The nurse said when you went out to the shop for me.
Can't get away with anything.
She saw you sitting there. She said how wonderful to have a husband who loves you so much.
Did she? Well, I do.
David. Me too.
What's this for? This tape on your fingers.
Oh, my rings. They had to tape over them.
I'm surprised they didn't make you take them off.
You're joking. I wasn't going to do that.
No.
I lay there waiting to go to sleep. And I touched my eternity ring. You know what the engraving says.
Just remember that I love you.
Yeah.
And I do. More than ever.
Calm down, Ben. Your picture's on the side there. Now, let's get your coat on or you'll never get to see Mummy, will you? Oh, Ben, sweetheart. You're pushing both arms down one sleeve.
Sorry.
Here, let me. I think you're just a bit excited.
Right, are we all ready?
I think you'll go to the North Pole rather than the hospital.
Well, it is pretty nippy outside.
Scarf.
It's probably where you left it, Josh. Better go and find it.
Won't be long.
Put your gloves on, Ben.
Where are they?
In your pocket, you dafty.
Good grief, Ben.
Where's Pip?
She's where Ben and Josh should be, in the car.
Oh, you're all fingers and thumbs, you.
She came straight in from school and got cracking, unlike some people.
Got it.
Right. Ready to go at last. And listen, don't forget, when we get there...
Best behaviour, we know.
Got it in one, Joshy. And I don't want you to jump on her. She's very sore. Right, now, you two, can I get in the car? I'll be out in a minute.
OK. Come on, Ben.
Tell Pip I'll be right out. Oh, phew. Thanks, Ella.
No problem.
Now, have I forgotten anything?
As long as you've got you and the Bens, that's all you really need.
Yeah, you're right.
And be sure and give them a love, mate.
I will. And... thanks, Heather. You're wonderful. We should be home just after 6.
Oh, that's fine. There'll be something tasty in the oven.
Ooh, can't wait. Bye.
Daddy?
Oh, I thought I told you to get in the car.
But I've forgotten my Mr. Bean picture.
Oh, you'd forget your head if it wasn't screwed on.
Here it is.
Oh, thanks, Heather. Let's get going, Ben.
Bye.
Bye, Heather.
Oh, hi.
Brian, I was just bringing you a cup of tea.
Oh, it's okay. I was coming to see you anyway.
Oh?
Yeah, I'll drink it in the kitchen.
All right. So, what was it you wanted?
Well, I've been talking to Max on the phone. I just wanted to bring you up to speed.
You only went to see him a couple of days ago.
Yes, yeah. After you.
All right. So, what's all this about, then? Here's your tea.
Oh, thanks.
I must say you're looking very serious.
Oh, am I? Well, I don't know why you think that. There's nothing to worry about.
That's good. So, why did you need to talk to your accountant again?
Well, of course, we talked some more about the digester.
Right.
But we've also been discussing the farm.
The farm?
Hmm. Hmm. More particularly, what will happen to it in the future.
Oh? But you're talking about your will.
Well, yes, in essence.
Well, I thought all that had been sorted out.
Well, in the main, but... You know, I mean, with all the changes lately, I thought I should consider making some alterations.
What sort of alterations?
Well, the arrangements for Kate and Alice will remain unchanged. They'll each inherit one of the holiday cottages.
Plus a cash sum.
That's right. I mean, obviously...
They'll never have any interest in the farm from a commercial point of view, so that has to be the sensible option. And apart from our investments, that only leaves the farm itself.
Right.
Mm. So assuming you survive me, it'll be your home for the rest of your life.
Brian, I already know all this.
Yep. But you see, Jenny, my thinking is, at that point, the farm should continue down the line.
You mean go to Debbie and Adam?
Yes, that's right, to Debbie and Adam.
Right.
But things have changed, Jenny. I want to include Rory.
Rory?
Boys!
Mummy!
Oh, Ben, be careful.
No. Remember what I said. Hello, love.
Hello. Ben, come here.
Mummy?
Come and have a little sideways sort of cuddle. Oh, that's it.
Now, careful. Poor Mummy's very sore.
Yeah, I'm sore in, well, quite a few places. But I'm going to get better every day.
Hi, Mum.
You come and have a cuddle too, Josh.
How are you doing, love?
Not too bad, really. Still feel a bit battered.
Oh, it's quite understandable.
What have you done with Pip?
Oh, she's gone to the loo. Oh, I'm glad they got you out of bed.
Only for an hour or two.
Look at all those tubes.
I look a right picture, don't I?
Oh, Ben, now, you've got something to give Mummy, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, it's in my pocket.
Oh, Ben, thank you.
Here.
Oh, well, that's really great. Thank you.
It's Mr. Bean, you see.
So it is. Yeah,
he's being a doctor, isn't he, Ben? In a white coat.
I see. And that's me on the bed.
Yeah.
I have lost weight.
And this is the cupboard where you keep your clothes.
That's brilliant, Ben. How did you know all about the tubes, hmm? Did your dad tell you?
No!
Well, I think that's very clever of you, Pet.
They're not tubes.
Aren't they?
They're jump leads.
Jump leads?
I think it's a great idea. Ben thought the doctor should get you going with jump leads, like Mr. Bean did.
It's funny.
Oh, Ben, I love your picture.
Good.
Look, I'm going to put it there on me locker next to all the others.
When are you coming home?
Not for a little while yet.
Hey, boys, look out there.
What?
There's an ambulance coming in.
Oh, let's see.
Over there, look.
There's another one coming. I can hear it.
Look at you, all wrapped up.
I know. I'm well strapped up, aren't I? It's a bit restrictive.
You're a good colour, though.
I'm boiling hot.
Have you got much pain?
No. The epidural's still in control. Not looking forward to it coming out.
No, I'm sure you're not.
How's my mum called?
Oh, she's been a star. And everyone sends their love.
That's nice.
Mum's been on the phone for hours.
Oh.
You know, it's only when something like this happens, you realise how many of us there are.
I simply don't believe it.
But, Jenny, surely you can see the logic.
I fail to see any logic in depriving Debbie and Adam of their inheritance.
Can I help?
No, 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 thank you. No, I'm fine.
I mean, if the farm can be divided two ways, then why not three?
So, why not go the whole hog and split it into five?
That'd be lunacy. It couldn't possibly support five families.
Before Rory's arrival, you were only too happy to leave things to Debbie and Adam. Oh, I should have known something was going on when you suddenly started being so hands-on again.
Oh, Jenny.
Lillian said as much to me. She said she knows you can't be trusted.
Well, that's a stupid thing to say. Look, I'm just trying...
Oh, I know what you're trying to do. And I can't believe that even you would do this to Adam after all he's done for you.
Well, Adam taking over the reins was due to a very special circumstance.
Yeah, oh, very special. Death of your mistress. Hard to imagine anything more special than that.
Look, I know you've been unbelievably brilliant, Jenny.
That doesn't alter the fact that you owe me.
I accept that. I do.
I knew you'd want to leave something for Rory. But it never crossed my mind that it wouldn't be the same as the girls.
Well, I thought about that. I mean, I discussed it with Max. But what if Rory decides to be a farmer?
Brian,
Rory isn't even our child.
I know, but... And I'm sorry to have to say this, but neither are Debbie and Adam.
You know perfectly well they've always been just as much a part of the family as Kate and Alice.
Yeah, I love them, Jenny, and I wanted to be their father. I am their father.
And I took on Rory for the sake of our children, for all of us, to stop you from blowing the whole family apart.
I know you did.
But that's just not good enough for you. You have to find another way of doing it.
I simply don't see why Debbie and Adam can't continue just as they are.
What? Running a farm which they won't be able to inherit?
Jenny, can't you see? Rory is my son. The fact that they were able to be involved with the farm so much earlier than Rory's hardly his fault.
I stood by you when most wives would have simply walked away.
I know that, and I love you for it. But it's my duty to do my very best for Rory.
What about Debbie and Adam? You say you're their father too. What about your duty to them?
Yeah, but we're talking years ahead. All sorts of things might have changed by then. Rory's share will be held in trust until he's of age.
That's no consolation.
Look, he's growing up on a farm. If he wants to be a
farmer... Oh, if. How can you possibly know? How can any of us?
All right. Look, if I do as you suggest, this place would be inherited by two people who, by then, might be too old to run it themselves.
Well, not necessarily.
And I would have scuppered Rory's chances into the bargain.
So, when are you going to tell them?
Sorry?
When do you think you might break this wonderful news to Debbie and Adam about their diminished inheritance?
I don't know. I'm not sure they'll even think it all that important.
Not important? They have committed themselves to this place, body and soul.
I know that. That's why I'm handing them the digestive business on a plate.
While Rory has made no commitment at all.
Oh, come on, Jenny. He's barely 5 years old.
But as you said, by the time all this has to be sorted out, Debbie and Adam will be thinking about retirement.
Has it occurred to you that Rory might be an even better farmer than Adam or me?
What difference does that make? And anyway, what if Rory doesn't want to be a farmer? What are they supposed to do then?
Well,
what are they supposed to do when he says he wants to be an accountant or an airline pilot?
Well, you don't know that he will.
Exactly. We don't know anything. Just think about the consequences, Brian. We've lost Alice. Must we lose Debbie and Adam as well?
No, of course not. I won't let that happen.
Don't you think they might react to this just the way I have?
Debbie and Adam are adult, intelligent people.
Oh, thank you.
Oh.
Now, Brian, just supposing, when the time comes, Rory won't play ball and he could stop Debbie and Adam from getting what's due to them.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Well, how do you know? We don't know how he'll turn out. I mean, just supposing he takes after his mother.
Now you've really lost me. What's that supposed to mean?
Well, as I remember, didn't Siobhan have a tendency to take things which didn't actually belong to her?
That really isn't worthy of you.
Isn't it? Well, none of this is fair, Brian. It's not fair to Debbie or to Adam.
Jenny.
And it certainly isn't fair to me. But if you're really intent on creating this mess, Brian, then I only hope you're ready to live with the consequences.
The Archers was written by Mike Barrington and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Rosemary Watts and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.